You're listening to this podcast on danceinisrael.com, courtesy of israelscene.com.
This is Deborah Friedis, and right now I am sitting in Adama, in Mitzpeh Ramon, in the Negev Desert in Israel, with Liat Dror. And I just got the pleasure of taking class with her. She and her partner Nir Ben Gal have been working down here in Mitzpeh Ramon for several years, and I'm going to get to interview both of them today about their work here. Liat, could you please say hello?
Hello, my name is Liat.
Thank you. So I'd like to start at the beginning. How did you start dancing?
We started separate. As a child, it was a big dance school next to, I born in a kibbutz. So next to my kibbutz. At the age of 13, I started to take classes. So that was the very beginning.
What kibbutz were you born on?
Kibbutz Lachmei HaGetaot. It's between Akko and Nahariya. It's in the north of Israel.
And what kind of dance classes did you take at the studio there?
I think it was very basic studio. So usually they do modern and classic. Some of improvisation. This is the basic of what we did.
Out of curiosity, the modern classes that you had then, were they gram-based?
It was gram, yes.
So what made you decide to start choreographing? How did you transition into doing that?
I didn't like so much gram movement. And I think in Israel, that was the basic of modern dance. And I felt that, okay, maybe it's good for the basic, but it didn't answer anything about what I felt that dancing is. And I felt that I must start to find my own way because I wanted to dance things that I like to dance. So actually, I didn't have so much choice. If I wanted to dance, I had to do my own things.
How did you meet Nir, and how did you begin collaborating with him?
Me and Nir studied in the same high school. He's from another kibbutz, so then I met him. He didn't dance in that time, but at a certain point after the army, he started to take classes in different places, and then we started to do the things together.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of your early works? I know I've seen some writing about Two Room Apartment.
Two Room Apartment was the beginning. The changing was, in, especially in Israel, was that we danced with regular clothes and regular shoes. And that was a kind of statement that we were looking for a human movement and not dancing movement. We were much more concerning about how people talk with the body. Before they can do acrobatic or very elastic things or very unusual things, what people are doing. And we wanted to speak like people writing a story, to speak with the movement will be the words. So everyone will understand what it's all about.
What was the dance scene like in Israel when you started performing Two Room Apartment and working in this way? It sounds from what you said like this was very new to Israeli dance when you began.
Yeah, it was very new. In that time, it was just like contemporary groups that were very supporting group, but it wasn't private. It wasn't like choreographer group. And this group were very traditional in their time, and they work in all of them in the same system. We didn't feel like we can be in one of these systems. I couldn't find myself dancing in one of these contemporary dance, and it wasn't like there weren't free choreographer that work just make. Now it's very, very different because there is a lot of young choreographers that making groups and they're changing all the time. And But I think we were the beginnings. Susan Dalal wasn't in that time. And it was the first time they made a festival for new dance. It was the first year. And we won the first prize. So it was like really changing for the dance in Israel.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I know outside of Bat Sheva there wasn't much opportunity until...
Also Bat Sheva was very different from what she is now. It was very traditional and work with a lot of choreographers from abroad. It was very concerning to Mata Graham, everything. Never mind what was. That was the modern dance in Israel.
Well, from what I've seen on stage, it's changed enormously then in the last 20 years. So when you did two-room apartment, you were in Tel Aviv. How did you come down to Mitzpe Ramon?
We've been in Tel Aviv dancing for between 8 and 10 years. And then we felt that something is not okay. Even the tower movement was different, but the system still was the same. The routine of making the work and going to tours and all the time to go to new theaters and to bring the audience, and everything was with a lot of pressure. And all the time on the road, we performed a lot in Israel and abroad. And in that time, I had my biggest boy, and with him it was still okay. And then when they come the other one, then I realized that something is very not okay. The dealing of the body and the option to have a children. Something is very wrong in the system. And I wanted to find a new system that make me the option to dance and have children in the same time. So I knew that I have to change the way I'm dancing. And then we came to Mitzpe Ramon.
What was Mitzpe Ramon like when you first arrived here?
Mitzpe Ramon is still, it didn't change a lot. There is a lot of nothing here. There is more nothing than there is. And I think this is what I looked for. I looked because we had, before we left Tel Aviv, we did a huge tour with performance called Dance of Nothing. And I couldn't live anymore in a place that don't have this nothing geographic, that area around me. And I wanted to look what it's really mean to live in the nothing. So it's Paramount, it's a very little place. This hangar was totally broken. There was nothing here. It was like a factory here, the area of factories. Mm-hmm. But they were totally rude. Nothing left here. It was broken and dirty, and it was really area that no one came here. And we came and we started to make this hangar, as you see today.
And it's an absolutely beautiful hangar. But it must have been quite a process of changing the space and making it into what you wanted. Can you tell me a little bit about how it's evolved and what Adama is now?
In the beginning, when we find out that we don't want to be in the road anymore and we have to find our own place, it's meant to know what place, what kind of a home we want. And we had to give up in that time about professional dance group that we had. We started to work with a lot of people. I had to know that even that we work with daily movement before, that I have to go more deep and to know the natural movement of people that are not dancing, not concerning to stage, but really to look about our nature, our way of movement. And we start to work with very different kind of people, some of them ill, some of them grown up, some of them children, a lot of high-tech people, really from very different places, and to find out what is the source of everything, from where people taking the power to move, and how we use our power. And in that time also I started, I wanted to give a birth with no doctor or hospital. So I had to know what is the inside movement, more the women movement. So everything changed here, totally. And what was the basic was the practical, how to build a place, how to make a garden, how to grow up animals, very, very basic things that when you're on road, you can't do it. So you have this problem, who will give water to the plants and who will feed the animals. It's totally changed our point of view about things.
When I was here in January, I remember getting up and going out to the garden and seeing everybody working and then pitching in, also moving some rocks around to make a wall. And it is such a, it's such a rooted place here and a very different way of working than anything I've ever seen, both in Israel and in the United States. To see the rabbits out there, to see the dogs around, to see all the plants growing, and you need to tend to it over time and not run off. How has your choreography changed since coming down here to Mitzpe Ramon?
In the beginning, I had to give up totally about stories, and I work just with movement, and it makes the body healthy. Because I find that the way the body is moving, it's the way he will be ill or he will be healthy. And I didn't care about what the audience want or think, only that the movement will be healthy movement. It give power and energy to the body. And people are not used to it, not by doing it and not by see it. It's like if you will put someone next to the sea for 1 hour and not moving, not playing ping pong, not reading a book, just looking at the sea, in the beginning it's not that easy. It's a kind of meditation. My belief is that with the time, audience will know how to look at it, and more dancers can dance in this way. It will be more and more communicate. That now the healing communicate and communication is not that simple. Like people don't understand. And if there is no drama, there is no conflict. So, what there is? And no tension.
Can you tell me a bit about your creative process with your dancers as you start to create more choreography here?
In a way, the process didn't really change. I always worked with my material and with the dancer's material, because I believe that someone that brings his material, he knows what he's doing. That was always that I work with. How much they can be with my material, it's okay. And I'm working a lot with them. They are building. And building is something very important in the process, in the healing process, to know to build and how you collect the energy to be. So that wasn't changed so much.
Thank you. So it sounds very collaborative and very much an exchange. Do you think that there is anything Israeli about your work? And if so, what?
I think there is something very Israeli. I think the most thing was that we are here. We are on this land and we know this. We work with the ground and with the earth. So the roots, when you are growing roots to the earth, it's the same roots in yourself. And it's very Israeli. I think also it's the agreement to take responsibility about this place, about where we are and what's going around us. In every area you will have different way of movement. So the way of movement is very Israeli. The healing, I believe it's for all the same. There is no changing. So in a way, and I think also Mitzpe Ramon, it's placed like that. In some way is very Israeli, but you have something so deep, maybe because of the Machtesh, from so deep here, so it's right for everyone from everywhere.
Seeing that you do have visitors from all over, not just from Israel, but outside coming here. I've run into a couple other Americans and also some people from Europe, and they've all enjoyed time here. You said that you thought there was something in the way of movement that was very Israeli, and I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit more about that.
There is something in one way very high in the Israeli, and very warm and very open and very given, but there is something like they less have this inside border in the body, to be also with distance, also with hearing, with accepting things, not to rush so much, not to be so quickly nervous and hot. And yeah, you see, you're working, it's totally different. If I'm working with group that everyone is from abroad, it's totally different energy than I'm working with Israeli people. In a way, in the end of the lesson, they're all the same. But in the beginning, it's very different, the energy. We work a lot with in the summer. With people from abroad, a lot. I can't say it in a word, but it's different. A lot of power Israeli have.
Yes, I see that in a lot of the dancing and feel it too, that power. Do you think that there's anything Jewish about your work? And if so, what?
We follow the holidays and the Shabbat. I don't do it in the religion way. If I need to drive, I'm driving. But I find that in Mitzpeh, I don't do anything. If I don't have, I don't do anything in Shabbat. Also, when the anger is working, the teaching is how not to do. The body have to know how to rest. This is the holy thing, and I really believe that the most holy thing is to know how to rest. Not in the symbolic, in my way. This is Jewish.
I saw in Tel Aviv just a small excerpt of a piece that I think you're working on with the Rambam. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious about your use of Hebrew texts or Jewish texts, what this piece is like, and also if you've drawn on sources like these before.
The Rambam, I'm working with him a lot of years, but I didn't connect it with the choreography, but with the way that the anger dealing, the connection is all the time there. He said, herb that you grow in the desert is much more strong than any other herb. It can heal. And I'm very much following the way to heal, the way you use the herbs, the way you use the movement of people. Talk a lot about movement. Now I find that I can start to make the connection in the choreography. Until then, I like separate. I had my dancers, even if they were healing, but they were my dancers. And the way we work in the routine here in the anger, the way we start to have vegetables and herbs and healing thing, but it's coming together, the way you are eating, the way you are using herbs, the way you are movement, this is the healing process. I really appreciate it, and it is very simple to me to understand. I can understand very simply.
So he really speaks to you. Thank you so much, Liat.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
For more podcasts and articles about dance in Israel, please visit danceinisrael.com.